When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of Couch Potato Diary. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. So I was on twitch.tv/primetimepk doing a Calgary Flames stream. And as they often do, it broke out into a Calgary Flames live chat. So broke up the audio for you on that. The cool part of this is that the Andrew Mangiapane trade happened while I was live doing the Twitch stream. So you get my instant reaction to Andrew Mangiapane being traded by the Calgary Flames off to the Washington Capitals. So my thoughts on that, getting ready for the draft, and some stuff on what I'd like to see in the new arena. All of that covered. And so here is the audio. Again, I'm playing a video game while it's going on, so you can hear some stuff in the background, but I've cut out a lot of the like parts where, oh, wow, what a shot. Like, it is all just the live chat for you guys here today. Deeds, who is scared about tomorrow? Honestly, I'm not. I think from a Flames standpoint, they have, they are going to have a lot of really, really, really good options, I think, at nine. We talked about it on the radio today. If Tej is there, that's great. If he isn't there, that does mean someone else good has fallen, whether it ends up being Sam Dickinson. I can't imagine Lindstrom falls. It feels like he is kind of in that tier up there. But one of the good defensemen, or is it a Catton who falls? Like, it feels like there are more than nine quality players in this draft. And so I think for Calgary, I think you feel pretty good about where you're at. And honestly, like, haven't talked about this a lot. Let's say the top of the draft just go, like, all of a sudden everyone's like, hey, you know what's awesome? Scoring goals. And a bunch of the high-level forwards go early. I wonder if there's a spot for the Flames where they trade back at nine, get another asset, and you get, like, an Yzerman or one of the other. I'm blanking on the name right now. But I think there's a world where you could do that, too. So I think there are a lot of things that you can do to feel like you come away with a successful draft. But Deeds, I get it. Tej is the one we want, right? And that's, I mean, look, I made these three picks in a row here. For those who aren't watching, I went Tej, Iginla, Caden Lindstrom, and Sam Dickinson. Probably not how I would actually do a big board, but because we're doing a video game, that's how I want it. But yeah, like, I want him with the Flames. And it's not just because of the last name. This isn't like what the Lakers just did with Bronny. It's just, I think it'd be cool. And but I also think he is a very, very talented hockey player. And I think that would be a really good spot for them to be in. In having that kid to kind of build around. But I think there's a lot on the table going into tomorrow, and I think it's going to be really exciting. I am on the radio waves tomorrow. I am on 960 noon to 2 tomorrow. So getting everything ready, hopefully talking about a gigantic trade where the Flames have moved up in a position where they will be able to select Tej Iginla comfortably and have us not worry about it. Who, if any, is likely to move up tomorrow? We've already seen the Sharks move up once. I wonder if they try to again. I wonder if that would be something they would look at. In terms of other teams who might move up, sounds like the Flyers are trying to move up ahead of the Habs. We'll see if they kind of bolster that offer to Columbus. They might. There isn't really a whole lot else that might. Like, honestly, I think the Flames are in a spot where they might look to move up. I'm still wondering. Like, I would still be very, very surprised if if we saw New Jersey draft at 10. Like, that just doesn't, for a team that is making the kind of moves that they are making, I just feel like this is a team that is going to be moving that pick. Like, that just, it doesn't make sense. They are in win now. So go make a move to win now. Right? Like, I don't see it. So I think that that's going to be something that we see, is that, like, not them moving up, but them moving out of that spot. What's up with the Shillington contract talks? Thought it'd be done by now. So did I. Like, that this, I had him just kind of penciled in as someone who was just locked with the Flames for next year. And the fact that he's not yet, I find very, very interesting and a little bit concerning. I hope he comes back. I like him, obviously, like, the story and everything. But also, just as a hockey player, I thought he was good. I thought he did a lot for this team. And so I would like to see him next season. So hopefully something gets figured out with that, because that'd be a bummer if he went elsewhere. If the Flames don't get Teague, who would you like to see the Flames get? Catton would be the one that I would like. I think that is, like, when you're looking at potential difference-making forwards, he would be one of them that I think could still be available when the Flames are drafting. And so he would be the one that I would really, really like to see them get. He would be, if they can come away with one of those two guys, I'm feeling pretty good about things. Oh, 100%. 100% toxic. If dude is my size, then he is 100% a guy who is going in the top three for sure. How was your experience talking about the Oilers for 2 months? Look, it wasn't bad. Like, it was definitely interesting, and definitely, like, there were times where the want and desire to make fun definitely popped up. And so that became tricky for sure. Especially when they lost, that was, you know, like you kind of do want to do a bit of a, and that wouldn't have been the time. So, like, it was fun hockey to watch, and it was easy to break down after, like, that there was always a lot to talk about. And admittedly, like, there were some Oiler people who weren't stoked that the Calgary guy was coming on and talking about their team, but I think they got over it kind of quick when I just kind of went in pretty neutral about it. Yeah, I just feel like with Ullmark, like, after that trade, all the goalie needy teams that are left, what are you getting? So why wasn't there more of a bidding war there? Like, I don't think the Flames hit a home run with Markstrom either. Yeah, the Flames' hands were tied. 100% toxic. Like, there wasn't a whole lot that they could do. There wasn't a whole lot they could do. Like, he was obviously very good, but then the year before that, he wasn't very good. And he's 34 years old, and you wonder, right? And so with all of those different factors kind of compounding a little bit, I think that it makes sense that it wasn't necessarily the grandest of returns, I guess, right? So I think it's fine. Yeah, I'm just gonna release these guys. I think it's a fine return. But for Ullmark, like, he's coming, like, he was one of the best goalies in the league not too long ago. So I don't think it's a great return. I think that's a great job by Ottawa, and we'll see now what's going on. And I wonder, like, does Boston try to flip Korpisalo now? Like, how far down this chain does that one go necessarily? Oh, Elliott bomb. Shit, what did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? Whoa!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Flames have traded Andrew Mangiapane to Washington for a 2025 second-round pick. The pick was originally owned by Colorado, Mangiapane entering the final year of his contract. Initial reaction, no problem with that whatsoever. I think that that is actually very good value for a guy who I don't view as a second-line player, really. I think you look at him as a middle six guy and not the top part of that middle six. Like, he is, to me, he's a bottom six forward who does have potential to have a bit of a nose for the net, absolutely. But this is, I think this is a fine return from a Calgary Flames standpoint for Andrew Mangiapane. And I think it opens up the door for someone, yeah, Avs second for 25, owned by the Capitals. So I think it opens the door for someone else to come in and play in that spot with Backlund and Coleman. It frees up more salary cap space this year for the Flames to go out and maybe try to, again, buy some more draft picks, basically, by taking on bad salaries. And I think that it is, I do not mind this trade even a little bit. I see no problems with it. Yeah, Toxic, I am with you. Don't mind a second at all. Great value. Honestly, surprised the Flames got a second. Yeah, 100%. 100% with you on that, Toxic. The Flames, right? Like you think of the guys who could fit with Backlund and Coleman next year. Like, we saw Pospisil come up in a role and thrive. I don't know, like a Clap. I don't. That might be a bit out of the range of Klapka, but I wouldn't mind giving that a shot next year. Or like Pelche just seems to fit perfectly in that spot, right? Like that just seems like the perfect spot for him to really get going. There's probably some I'm not thinking of just off the top of my head, but no, I like this one from a Calgary standpoint. Yes, brilliant, love it, chef's kiss, 100%. I think this is a real good job by Craig Conroy and co. Yeah, bravo. Bravo to all involved. Yeah, that is, I think that is great. Deeds. Okay, I did enjoy Mange, but yeah, he's maybe a 20-goal scorer, so get rid of a 30-goal scorer contract. Okay. Nailed it exactly. You don't want him walking for nothing. You get a second-round pick. You spread it into next year and continue to move that on down the line. Like we have talked about on here for a bit, and Deeds and Toxic, you guys know, we've been saying for a little bit, like, don't ignore that 30 goal season. This isn't a 30 goal scorer. This is a guy who scored 30 once. So don't get too wrapped up in that. Yeah, no, I like that deal a lot from a Calgary standpoint. Get it done early in the offseason too, so it's not a lingering question for Calgary. I think this is great. I think it is really great stuff from the Flames to be able to go out, make that move, lock it in, and just add to that draft capital. So let's look real quick here. I got the laptop in front of me anyway. Let's just see what we're looking at. Yeah, so far they say the 25 draft is better than this year's. All right, Deeds. So it makes sense to go out and do that then. Okay, so Calgary right now has $28 million, almost 29 mil, call it 29, $28,999,000. So we'll call it $29 million in cap space at the current moment. And they have two firsts this year, two seconds, two thirds, two fourths, as we know, and then a sixth. So Steinberg can't leave too early at the draft. Next year, they have now two firsts, two seconds, a third, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. And in 26, they have two firsts, one second, and two thirds, and then the rest of their draft there. So this is another one. In the next now 3 years, they will have that 6, 10, 11, 15 picks in the first three rounds over the next 3 years. Excellent job by Craig Conroy again. Was every trade in this whole scenario a home run? No, it was not. But I think that this is a really good deal to throw on top of what the Flames have been getting so far from Craig Conroy. Especially if the Flames want Jake DeBrusk, this makes more sense. I mean, there's also that. Like, I don't hate the idea of a Jake DeBrusk coming into to Calgary. I know we just talked about, hey, this opens up an opportunity. But it also, like, Jake DeBrusk, I think, is someone who kind of fits in more on the higher end, but fits in on what we've talked about before with this team in looking for different players who, but players who kind of fit in on, like, that they haven't reached their full potential just yet. So I think their interest in DeBrusk is real, and I think it's interesting. Screw Jake DeBrusk. How about the new Jumbotron? Yeah, like the new Jumbotron is fun. I think it was Ring of Fire who tweeted today, like, I don't get why people are hating on this thing. It feels like we are at a point with the Flames where the first, like, the second they put anything out on social media, it's like, ah, fuck you. How dare you? I like it. Like, I know we're going to get a new building, or I assume we're going to get a new building here. I don't mind they're trying to up the fan experience in the one we currently have. I think that's a positive thing. I think it's a good thing to make the fan experience a little bit better while the team is probably going to be a little bit worse. So yeah, the video board kind of sucked at the Dome. Now to get one that is 3.7 times bigger, that feels made up, but cool. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, you can put 5 statues in front of the new arena. Who are your 5? Man, I don't know. Like, all due respect to those that have come before and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if there's 5. Okay, 1 is obviously Lanny. Two is definitely Iginla. And, like, I know everyone loved Gaudreau. I don't think he did anything statue-worthy here, you know? So, like, I understand the want there, but I don't think I could bring myself to putting him on a statue. But if we have to do 5, like, he would definitely be one of them. You'd have a Kipper 1, so that gets us to 4, and then, like, I guess a Mike Vernon 1, that would get us to 5. So if we must, we will we'll get to 5 that way. Kipper, Vernon, Iggy, Lanny, McInnes, but Kachuk maybe after the combo. Yeah, Iggy, Kipper, and Lanny are good calls for sure. Yeah, if you could, like, the Kachuk quote over the entrance way. That'd be pretty funny. Now, what would the statues be of specifically? It'd be Lanny with the cup. Probably Iggy winding up for, like, a big clapper. And maybe, like, honestly, maybe just Kipper just in a goalie pose. But, Iggy after the Scrapula Cavalier. Love that. Yes. That's a really good suggestion as well. The first thing I think of with Iggy is his 50th against the Blackhawks, where he's, like, winding up for that huge bomb shot. But yeah, I mean, obviously the fight against the Cavalier too is a real solid pick there. I'm interested to see, like, not just, like, statue-wise, but I'm interested to see, like, in the new building, what kind of nods to the history of the team are in there. Like, they have all the pictures and stuff up in the building. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a few more nods to history in there. That's something I wish this organization did a little bit better. is the celebrating of the history. Like, to only have the jerseys retired that they have. Like, I get Forever a Flame and all of that, but I think that there needs to be a few more nods to history with this particular organization. Just, you know, my two cents. Like, just something along those lines. Like a Flames Hall of Fame or something like that, where you have, like, it doesn't have to be the coolest memorabilia or anything like that, but just, like, something where a lot of these guys are honored. I think would be really cool. And if you have something like that, then it's a way that you can honor some of these guys. Like, you can kind of tear it out a little bit so that, you know, like, there should be something, aside from in there all the time, there should be something in the building for Marty Jelena and, like, a Robin Regier. And then further on down the line, like, a Kachuk and a Gaudreau. And I don't know if those are going to be players that you necessarily retire the jerseys of or anything like that, but there should be something for those guys. There should be something for Conroy. That's what the Forever a Flame, I think, should be. And then you can have jersey retiring and, like, the honor roll or Hall of Fame or whatever that is. Sorry, I missed that one, Deeds, but yeah, boards from the corral, 100%. Like that suggestion as well. And, like, stuff for, like, I don't think you need a Roughnecks Hall of Fame in there necessarily, but stuff for them as well. I just think that there needs to be a bit more representation of the past with this group. And the Hitmen, yeah, 100% the Hitmen as well, yes. I'm sure they will do good with the new arena, but I hope they do have, a museum in it. It would be amazing cherry on top of the new arena cake. Yes, I agree. Like we said, like, some kind of just nods to the past or something along those lines, right? Like, and obviously, selfishly, broadcaster stuff as well. Not that I would be even remotely close to it. But, like, something for, like, obviously Peter Marr, but then, like, a Rob Kerr as well. And guys like that, and eventually a Steinberg when he decides to stop working 18 hours a day. You know, just, like, stuff for those guys. Oh, Marr getting a statue. That's, we missed that one. You're right. 100 times you're right. Yep. Yeah, that's a miss on my part. That's a bad miss on my part. You are 100% correct on that. Yeah, Mark, how we missed that? The Stampede Wrestling Cafe. Oh, that's a good one too, yeah. But yeah, like, if we're doing a Calgary, a Hall of Fame thing, I don't think you need a whole wing dedicated to Stampede Wrestling, because now we're just turning it into the Calgary Sports Hall of Fame. But I think if you had, like, a something on the 97 Spring or Calgary Spring Stampede thing that they had there, I think that would be good. All right, that's the stream. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe or follow me over on twitch.tv/primetimepk. Talk to you guys later. I am out.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.